You are listening to the Heritage Radio Network. This is a special program brought to you by Whole Foods Market. For more information, check www.wholefoodsmarket.com. Recently, I got a chance to sit down with celebrity chef Eric Repair at a Whole Foods Market opening on the Upper East Side. Eric, you have a television show. Why don't you tell everybody on the radio what the name of the show is and where we can listen to it?
I don't remember. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. It's called Avec Eric. It's on PBS. And it's airing in New York City on Sundays at 4:30.
And we can see this show on the internet as well, is that right?
Yeah, we can see the show on the internet as well.
That's AvecEric.com if you guys want to check that out on the internet. So why don't you tell us what your relationship with Whole Foods is and what exactly brought you here?
Well, we wanted to be in Whole Foods and do a couple of promotions for the show because we think Whole Foods is doing a good job in bringing good quality products, natural products to the consumer. And, for us it's easy. We come for 1 hour and we present the show and have a discussion with people who are shopping and are going to be inspired to cook something for their family and friends.
And do you think Whole Foods is in a special position to encourage sustainability and traceability in food, more so than other markets or stores in America especially?
Well, I'm not an expert about that issue. However, Whole Foods has been known to be very progressive and very ahead of the game in terms of bringing some good products, organic products, promoting them, bringing the green lifestyle to the consumer. And I think today they are leading in America, but I don't even know if they have a competition, to tell you the truth.
No, and it's a shame. I mean, the food system in the United States is certainly in the middle of a huge overhaul. And what do you see as the biggest challenge facing this change in America specifically?
I see a challenge, but also I'm very optimistic. The challenge is that we have to change the mentality of the consumer, and therefore we will change the mentality of the producers. And if if we have retailers and potential clients who are willing to pay an extra dollar to have an organic chicken and not a chicken with hormones and antibiotics and a chicken that lives in a cage with 20 other chickens, a chicken that has lost his beak because they don't want the chicken to hurt himself against the other, and fight and so on. If we say, no, I want a chicken that is running in the fields and I want a chicken that is eating grain, and if we pay, and if it's a market, we will, and it's already started, we are creating a mini revolution here. If instead of having big vegetables full of water, we have vegetables which are not as gigantic, but have been cultivated in an organic way or even in a very natural process, if it's a clientele to buy those products, someone will do it. A farmer will say, hey, it's better for me to do that because I have even a better income and I have a better lifestyle and I'm doing something good for the planet. So I think we are in the process of that revolution. Obviously, the next generation of clients and customers are going to be more sensitive as the older generation because the information 30 years ago was not out there. Nobody was talking about pollution and nobody was talking about environmental issues and so on and sustainability. And today we have a lot of information. And again, from being very ignorant, we're becoming much, much more educated. And I believe in the intelligence of the human beings and in the smartness of our race. Yeah. And if we know, I know that we will act, or at least we have the power to act in going in the right direction. So we are in the middle of a kind of a renaissance here, and I'm excited and I'm optimistic. Like I said on the beginning, I'm optimistic. I'm not pessimistic about it.
Good. I mean, I don't know if you're familiar with our station, but we broadcast out of a shipping container that was repurposed into a radio station with an urban garden on top of the shipping container. And we broadcast out of a restaurant named Roberta's, and you know they're growing produce and using that produce in the restaurant. And do you see this urban gardening movement as something that can really change New York?
It's great. I love the idea of what you are doing. Obviously, not all the 15,000 restaurants in New York can do the same.
Right.
But more concepts like that. And actually, in the show, we have. We have been with Dan Barber, who has Blue Hill, and his restaurant just use what they have on the farm. And in the show, we have David Kinch in California, who's serving only produce and vegetables and fruits from his garden for the restaurant. And it's a trend that is starting. It's definitely inspirational. However, if you can't do that and you have a restaurant, you know, you can have a relationship with a farmer or many farmers and buy good products as well.
Absolutely. Great. Well, thanks so much for your time. And if you have any advice for young, aspiring chefs listening on the radio, what's one thing you'd tell them?
I would say be responsible. You want to live in a good world. You want to have a good conscience about what you do. The planet is beautiful, and it's not too late to do something. You don't have to be an activist or a militant to do so. You can do it in subtle ways. And now we're talking about food. When you eat food, you don't have to have gigantic portions of food. You can eat much less, like the rest of the world, actually. Buy quality products that are more expensive than products that are farm raised with some practice that I don't really like, or growers. You know, if you buy a chicken, again, buy a quality chicken. You don't have to eat an entire chicken for your lunch or dinner, or half a chicken. A quarter of the chicken is perfect. And I think by doing little things like that, you're creating a revolution without making big waves. It's just a natural process.
Absolutely. Eric Repair, thank you so much for your time. This has been a special broadcast from the Heritage Radio Network. For all of our show archives and live calendar, check our website at www.heritageradionetwork.com. And remember, all of our shows can be podcast at the iTunes Store simply by searching Heritage Radio Network. Thanks for listening.